Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Siobhan Johnson is the media coordinator and special agent at the FBI in Chicago, and she joins us again here on WGN. Siobhan, thanks for giving us some of your time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
You and others assured us yesterday that the city of Chicago is ready for the DNC. Mayor Johnson said unequivocally, Chicago is ready. You echo that, I presume?
Absolutely. We are very confident that we have the ability to get the city through things safely. And we're looking forward to just getting out there, speaking with the public, and getting the message out that everyone has a role in protecting the city this summer.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we always say, see something, say something. Everybody knows that phrase by now, I would hope. What that means here in this particular situation is we're asking people to keep a lookout. So often people will hesitate to report things. They have a bystander effect. They think maybe someone else will take care of it. We want to empower the citizens of Chicago and Northern Illinois. If you see something suspicious, both in person or online, just give us a call. We'd rather have 500 reports about an unattended bag on a street corner this summer than no reports at all.
Yeah, I guess I understand that and shouldn't be surprised by that. And yet, by the same token, I thought, you guys don't have time or the resources to track down every backpack that somebody didn't pick up or everybody that's looking suspiciously at a building. You really want us to call some phone number if we're worried about somebody?
We really do want you to call and make that report. Now, the FBI sees tens of thousands of tips every single year. People call 1-800-CALL-FBI. That tip gets sent to the people who are going to analyze it, and they determine whether it is a credible, actionable threat and then where that needs to go. So that's going to turn into thousands of investigations each year. We do have the resources to deal with that. It's been well established. We're happy to do it. So we don't want people to let us know, hey, there's a piece of paper on the sidewalk. Obviously, that's not a concern. But people do generally have a gut instinct that something seems out of place, and we're asking them to work with that instinct to give us a call. If it's a nothing, we'll push it to the side. But if it's a something, we absolutely have the resources to deal with that. And we're working with our partners. We've had JDTFs and Violent Crime Task Forces well established. This summer, we're going to have over 600 special agents and intelligence analysts and professional staff from within our division and across the country assigned to these operations. And that's representatives from all of our teams.
Grant Park is a few miles, like three, away from the United Center, and that's where the authorities are asking protesters to convene. Do you expect that they'll cooperate? How much do you think, what kind of protest do you think you're going to get, and will they be that far removed from the venue?
I think that in any large-scale event, you're going to see protests. And the FBI is very supportive of protecting people's First Amendment rights. So I think that it would be impossible to have a large-scale event without that type of situation. We support people's right to exercise their rights, and we're very confident in our partners' ability at the local, state, and again, also at the federal level to handle any sort of violent activity that comes for that. Now, with respect to forecasting where people are going to gather overall, that's simply something that we can't do with 100% certainty. But we do keep an awareness of what's going on in the areas that could potentially turn into some sort of illegal activity.
It seems like Milwaukee did not have a lot to deal with. I wonder why. Was that a function of smart security or what? I don't know. And what did you learn from Milwaukee?
Well, you know, Milwaukee was probably a slightly smaller scale experience from what we're going to be seeing here. I know that every team that is engaged up there or has been engaged up there is going to be represented down here as well. And so we can't go into specifics about the types of things that we're learning, but I think it was an excellent opportunity to make sure that the system is working. And we're hoping for just a very peaceful experience.
Have you seen an uptick in chatter or activity, either because of what happened in Milwaukee, well, what happened to Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, but I wonder if you, and to say nothing of the fact that there's this new kind of energy around the Democratic Party right now, are you seeing an uptick in suspicious activity?
No, I can't really speak to that here today. All I can say is that I were really hoping that we can engage the public to partner with us because it is just a huge force multiplier for us.
I wonder what you would also make of what's been happening in Paris today. It does seem that with the best of intentions, when a city is so large, some things are either impossible to anticipate or, even if you do, impossible to prevent. What do you observe, Siobhan, about what's going on in Paris today?
You know, I don't want to speak specifically to that, but I can tell you this. There's always going to be new intelligence coming in. We operate 24/7, 365, nights, holidays, and weekends. That intelligence is going to ebb and flow, but it never stops coming in. And so that's why we have people who are always ready to anticipate what's happening. So it's not a situation typically where we're going to be surprised. It's constant monitoring that never stops. And that is not specific just to an event. That's every single day. Now, it might be that we need to put more people on a specific subject, but that's something that we've been trained to do. Today is actually our 116th birthday for the FBI, and we've always been trained to pivot from areas that need less monitoring to areas that need more addressing.
Wonder what the biggest challenge is going to be in Chicago.
Don't we all, sir? Don't we all?
Huh. I suppose sight lines are an issue if you're worried about somebody taking a shot, but it might be somebody in a crowd that is armed. How do you keep that from happening?
Well, you know, right now we have complete engagement with all of our local, state, and federal partners. That's going to be, you know, from the police on the streets to our other intelligence partners. They are already long since having identified areas where we need to establish perimeters. That's what the big press conference yesterday was about, pushing out those maps where people can be. So you do your best to anticipate where problems may arise. You do your best to work with the new information that's coming in real time during an event. We will never know everything about any situation. That's an impossibility. All we can do is prepare, learn from the past, and move forward with all of the information that we have. And I feel confident that we're doing that with our partners.
One last question. I saw the number. Now I don't see it in front of me. When we total up state and local and federal officers like yourself, what's the force like in Chicago for the convention?
You know, I can't give numbers for everyone who's involved. I can tell you again, it's going to be almost 1,000 people just with us alone, and every agency is actively engaged. So I think that the presence that we're going to have is going to be sufficient to handle any eventualities along the way. But rest assured, we can flood resources to the Chicago area, and we are prepared to do so in a heartbeat should the need arise.
Special Agent Siobhan Johnson. Siobhan, thanks for joining us today. Maybe we'll visit again between now and the convention or sometime during, but we always appreciate you coming on WGN.
Thanks so much for having me.